400. That's the number of Americans that will die from fentanyl poisoning today, give or take. Could be a little bit lower today, could be higher, but about 400. Because I believe the number is higher than the 100,000 they tell us. I believe more people get killed by fentanyl. But it's over 100,000, we know that, and how awful is that? My next guest is working hard to do something about that. Michigan State Rep. Sarah Leitner joining me now. Sarah, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me this morning.
And I know that you've been working with the Jackson County prosecutor, local families who lost children to overdoses of this epidemic. And it is an epidemic when over 100,000 Americans are going to die this year, next year, and it doesn't seem that the federal government wants to do much about it. What are you doing here at the state level to try to turn things around?
Sure. Well, you know, the main part of this bill actually increases the penalties for unlawful manufacturing, delivering, and possession with intent to manufacture, deliver fentanyl. So, you know, the problem that we see here is you don't just get fentanyl flat out, like by itself, usually. It's usually cut into something else. So heroin, cocaine, whatever.
Right.
You can lace marijuana with it, whatever. And so what we want to do is we've been working with the prosecutors, and, you know, what we want is for people to realize that we're taking this epidemic seriously and that we're not going to just let people off. Because right now, under the sentencing guidelines, you know, realistically, they can get, they don't necessarily get an increased penalty. And this penalty makes it life without parole, which, you know, some people argued is substantial. And they're like, you know, we don't do this for some other crimes. But my argument is these fentanyl dealers are murderers. They kill people.
Oh, they're
every
killing
day.
People. Yeah, there's no question. You know, the fentanyl comes from China. It's combined in Mexico, and then it goes north. So, look, we need to do something to keep it off our streets, and this is a step in the right direction. We need to hold people accountable. If you're selling rat poison to allegedly get kids high or whatever, because this is a scourge on young people.
It is.
Because young people are the ones that experiment with it. I just read this story about a kid from UC Berkeley, 19 years old, found dead from an overdose of fentanyl, and just like you said, wasn't taking a fentanyl pill. He was out doing what a lot of 19-year-olds do. Yeah, I was experimenting with drugs, screwing around, doing dumb things. Yeah. Bright kid, freshman in college, dead from fentanyl. I read the story, people like, well, you know, he was doing drugs.
The thing with fentanyl is you need very, very little.
That's right.
Actual fentanyl. I mean, it can be a couple of grains on something, and you can literally overdose and die. I mean, it's 150 times more potent than heroin. It's 100 more times potent than morphine. So it's a very serious drug that has very serious consequences. And we want to make sure that people know we're serious about this. Now, one of the other parts of the legislation is allowing for probation for other Schedule 1 and 2 drugs, except for fentanyl, fentanyl and fentanyl derivatives. So, you know, it separates the classes a little bit and kind of puts fentanyl in its own class.
So when you say other Schedule 1 drugs, that
cocaine,
cocaine, heroin, right?
Yep, as long as it's not a derivative of fentanyl. So if it was laced in any way, it wouldn't be eligible. But it just offers another tool in the toolbox for judges and prosecutors when they're prosecuting cases to say, listen, okay, we get it. You did these other drugs like cocaine, for instance, but we believe that you could be functional in society again and have redemption. And so it just allows if the, you know, person fits a certain mold, allows them to receive probation instead of going to prison. Now, if
it's a second chance, basically.
Right. But if it's any derivative of fentanyl, that deals out. You're going to prison.
So Sarah, you've said that a couple of times. What makes me wonder is, okay, did the person, if they're a re-dealer, a redistributor, if you will, they bought it from this guy, they got it, they redistributed it, they don't know there's fentanyl in it. How do you determine what their knowledge was, or does that not matter to you?
Well, quite frankly, it doesn't matter to me. They're there drug dealers all the same. You know, the point of the legislation is to get the traffickers off the street. Because right now, realistically, they could get, you know, just a few years. And they make so much money off their cut product that they don't care. They're willing to do a couple of years. It's not a big deal for them. And so this takes it a lot more serious and, you know, increases the penalty for those people to get them off our streets and get them out of here. Because, again, like I said, they are deliberately killing people.
For profit. They're killing people to make money. Remarkable.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think is going to happen? Do you have bipartisan support for this?
Yeah, we do. And actually, this is a pact that was introduced last term, but you know, things were a little weird last term, so it didn't get across the finish line in the Senate, but it did go all the way through the House. I think only four people maybe didn't vote for it, so very significant, overwhelming bipartisan support, because this is an issue we all face. I mean, I've had a couple of cousins who have died as a result of heroin. Probably one of them was laced because it was, you know, immediate. You know, but I think everyone on that panel has been touched in one way or another. And so, you know, this is just a people issue in general. And I think none of us can argue that this would be, you know, terrible.
No, I think it's a good thing. Let's get it across the finish line, Sarah. That's what I hope. State Representative Sarah Lightner.
I hope so, because, you know, we want to bring this. Yeah, we want to bring justice for, you know, those people that we've lost, and especially in my communities, especially the Hearst family and the Reisner family. I mean, they've been working at this for years. They've had to testify multiple times.
Yeah, Sarah. Thank you for being here. Good piece of legislation. When it does make it through, come back. Give us an update. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too, my friend. Thank you very much. All right, we'll take a break and be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right here.